Happy Christmas. Yeah. Now, in Ireland in particular, not only is Christmas Eve and Christmas Day a very special occasion, but the day that finished on the 26th of December. That is St. Stephen's Day. And it is, it's a holy day in Ireland. It's also, of course, particularly throughout the various regions in Ireland, it is celebrated. It's Wren Day. And, you know, to perhaps just to tell you a little bit on the Wren or the Wren Day and the origin of Wren Day. Start off by, you know, telling you the story. And the story pretty much is, it's encaptured in the song, the song made famous actually by the Clancy Brothers, from their Christmas album, and indeed from this one goes back to the 50s. The song, and the song of the day, goes like this. The wren, the king of all birds, on Stephen's day was caught in the furze, up at the kettle and down with the pan, and give us a penny to bury the wren. The tradition dates back actually to the 16th century. It had to do with the the day after Christmas, when the rich and wealthy would have been well fed indeed from Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and they were in a position to give some money, small amounts of money, to staff, to those who had been working, to many of them could be indeed referred to as serfs as well. Now, the employees, the staff of the rich masters would collect the money. And then they would move on to the next house and wherever. Now, this is not to be confused with Boxing Day, which is also a story from from the past about Boxing Day. By the way, has absolutely nothing to do with the sport of boxing. It this has to do with the same masters, the rich, and the day after Christmas, they would take the leavings, the leftovers, and box them and give them to the poor, the staff, the less fortunate. And so that's pretty much, Boxing Day. Getting back to the wren. The killing of the wren was indeed somewhat of an excuse to go from door to door, and this was to be an excuse for burying the wren. A wren that was purposely killed run in the furs, as the song would say. Now, in Ireland in particular, much later, of course, Boxing Day, Ren Day, St. Stephen's Day, that was a great, and it exists still in some areas throughout the different regions in Ireland. That was a day to dress up in straw hats and to continue a tradition from centuries past, where the poor, the less fortunate, would get their oldest clothes, their ragged clothes, and many of them actually would, they would go in supposed disguise and wear straw hats and tattered clothes as a tongue-in-cheek excuse to go around and to collect money to bury the wren, or as it was referred to in a lot of areas in the country as the wren, the wren, the wren, the king of all birds. The Clancy brothers, as I say, had reintroduced the tradition, and one which some might say helped to revise the tradition of Ren Day. A very familiar song to people, not only in Ireland, but of course wherever the Irish emigrated. Let me start off by playing this song, the Ren song on Ren Day.
The Ren, the king of our horse, the steed of David, cut in the horse, although he was into his honor and space, jump up my lads and give it a grace. As I was going to kill us all, I met the Ren upon the wall. Up with me, watched and knocked him down, and brought him in the carousel. Rolling, rolling, raise your nest, just in the bushes that I love best. In the tree, the holly tree, where all the boys do follow me. Up with the kitchen and down with the pan, and give us a penny to bury the Ren. To follow the Ren, 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more. Follow the Ren. 3 miles or more, and 6 steps up in the morning. I have a little box under me arm, under me arm, under me arm. I have a little box under me arm, a penny or something to do no harm. Mr. Candy's a very good woman, a very good woman, a very good woman. Mr. Candy's a very good woman, she's given a penny to bury the rat.
The Clancy brothers there, and the Ren song. The tradition actually continues mostly in the towns now in Ireland, where again people dress up and they go to pubs and they go to shops and they provide. By the way, now this wasn't just a begging exercise. Not in the towns today, but when we were growing up in Ireland, the Wrens and the Wren Boys, as they were known, would show up in gangs, usually. You could have 15, 20, or even more that would show up at somebody's house unexpectedly. A part of the joy and the mystery of the Wren Boys is that unlike others, mummers, they would go out of their way to just show up at the door, and then they would come directly into the kitchen, and they would provide music, they would provide dancing, and it was a very festive occasion. And again, the amount of money collected was strictly symbolism. Nobody actually got rich over this. But it was very much a part of Christmas. And actually, in Ireland, one of the traditions which has continued pretty much across the island of Ireland is that Christmas does not end on Christmas Day, but it is only the beginning of a season. A season which is very welcome, but it does last for the 12 days of Christmas. I want to let you know that the primary sponsor of our programs, friends, and we're very proud of the fact that Tourism Ireland has been supportive of this program, perhaps for most of, if not all, of our 45 years on radio. And there were many times, indeed, when we would not be able to say what we're about to announce. Not surprisingly, this year has been the most successful year for tourism to Ireland ever. And we can take some credit for that in North America, even though last year and the year before were banner years. Tourism from North America, the figures are up 14.1%. A great feather in the cap of Tourism Ireland. And if you would like to join those who obviously have known and have felt that Ireland is the place to go, after all, 10% of all visitors from North America, well, not worldwide, it's much more for North America, but 10% of all tourists, visitors to Ireland, come from North America. And that pretty much says something. Tourism Ireland, the website, the Bible of travel to Ireland and Irish events. Log on to Ireland.com. Ireland.com. It's there. It's well worth checking into. A Galician carol by Carlos Nunez. Let's listen to this. Thank you. I know that we've heard many, many versions of the Christmas song over the last few days, and but there's one you probably have not heard, and that is from Celtic Christmas, the Christmas song by David Downes. There by David Downes. Friends, A Child's Christmas in Wales, that the famous Dylan Thomas composition, currently playing at the Irish Repertory Theatre, and it will until January 3rd. Charlotte Moore is the director, music direction, by the way, by Mark Hartman, and it's a lovely traditional sing along kind of event that the Irish Rep has presented every year for the last more than 2 decades. It's short. But it's terrific and well worth the experience. What you might not know, and indeed quickly let me tell you that the Irish Repertory Theatre for the past year is undergoing a total renovation. It's almost like they're starting and started from the foundation up to present what is going to be a fabulous theatre, Irish theatre. And rumour has it that it may be reopening in sometime in the spring. Keep our fingers crossed on that one. But in the meantime, the Irish Rep is presenting their the theatrical performances at the DR2 Theatre. And that's located 103 East 15th Street in New York. You might want to log on to irishrep.org, or the telephone number is 212-727-2737. That's 212-727-2737. Let's take an Irish holiday, and this is from the Gleasons.
Raise the glass, sing the song, kiss the lass that is smiling, and be glad that you're here. It's like an Irish holiday.
Time's not its
patrons, our programs are simulcast worldwide on irishradio.com. And indeed, our interviews in particular and our programs are archived at irishradio.com. So wherever you are, whenever it's convenient for you, and again to our listeners worldwide, we want to remind you that the programs are there, the interviews are there, and it is an archive, so whether it's today's program or last month or last year or 5 years ago or 10 years ago, it doesn't make a difference. Our ongoing project of archiving all of our interviews over the last 45 years is a work in progress, but pretty much that is something that we hope we will be able to complete. Maybe our goal is by St. Patrick's Day 2016, but it might well run over. That was our prediction for 2015 as well. Anyway, look, if we didn't set a goal, we'd be only dragging at this stage of the game. But it is a big project, and we're getting towards the end, at least. Let's take a song outside of our Christmas collection, and this is by Damien McGinty, and I think you'll recognize Come by the Hills. Come by the Hills, off Gaelga here, in the Irish language. Thank you.
cares of tomorrow can't wait till it's day's gone. And the cares of tomorrow can't wait till it's day's gone.
Friends, the executive producer and director of all programs on Irish Radio and Irish Radio Network USA is Áine Sheridan. And indeed, the Sheridan family, the Sheridan clan from Edgerstown in County Longford, join all of us in wishing you a very, very happy Christmas, and we'll talk about New Year's when New Year's come. We might even make reference to it at the end of the program, but we're actually celebrating Christmas and the Christmas season, particularly on this St. Stephen's Day. On our side of the Atlantic, here in New York, Anya's sister, Bridge, Bridge Sheridan Gutowski, and her husband, John. And, of course, our favorite niece and nephew, Patricia Gutowski, and, of course, Daniel. Daniel, a very special boy, indeed, who made out very well on this on this Christmas and this Christmas morning. He got his own cell phone. So stand back, okay? Because you might get a call or a text from Daniel Gutowski. Okay, in the meantime, though, from the boys of the law and from and to the Sheridans, here's Paddy Reynolds with the selection of Reels.
Thank you. The birth of John the Baptist was not the most important birth. The birth of Jesus is the one we all remember most vividly, and it was the one which Miss Cunningham taught to the children most dramatically. It all began when Joseph and Mary started out on a journey.
This night a lady and Saint Joseph was going up to get registered, and when they were walking down the road, they were knocking at the doors and said he had no room, and the good people, if they had known that those that was a lady and Saint Joseph, they would have let get up and let them in. And the bad people looked out and said, so they're only poor and they'd only pay a few coppers. And the mean kids that don't get Holy Communion on our confession on Christmas morning, they're just the same as the second fellas, the bad fellas, that that's where ladies with no room for you. And the mean kids, they were too busy eating their sausages or playing with their toys or whatever they had for their breakfast. And they were going down the road and he met this man and he said, have you any room? And he said, no, but there's an old stable over there that I owned if you want to go into it. And he went over and a Lord comes down from heaven at 12 o'clock and loads of beautiful angels was with him. And it was these shepherds, and shepherds are fellows that mind the bulls and cows and sheep and little lambs and all. And they heard this beautiful music up in the sky, and they were wondering what was up, and an angel disappeared to them, and he said, I was wondering what's up, and he said, yeah, and he said, the Saviour is born, if you want to go to see him, follow that star up in the sky. And it was a beautiful star.
You know, that's a track from the inner city children of Dublin, and these records, young children, school children, who were being recorded on the quiet. They weren't aware that they were being recorded, but it was. It was their version, the impromptu version, of various part of religious interpretation from these young kids, and it comes from a CD called "Give Up Your Old Sins." Okay, well, excellent, and was great reflection on the interpretation of the inner city kids in Dublin. Okay. I know. Banjos we have heard on high. I kid you not.
Banjos we have heard on high. Banjos heard on high. I heard a band of angels sing, banjos we have heard on high, banjos heard on high. And on this day a newborn king, banjos we have heard on high, banjos heard on high. Holy night, silent night, Lord of Lord and light of light. Angels sing, banjos ring, praise the newborn.
angels we had heard on high, angels heard on high. And following were wise men from afar, angels we had heard on high, angels heard on high.
Friends, easiest way to get in touch with us, info@irishradio.com, that is, info@irishradio.com, and we'll respond, and might even give you a mention on the program, not necessarily today, but we'll catch up with it. Okay, let's go to Cork, and let's go to a song, Oscailge, in Irish, and no better than to perform that for us as Sean O'Shea, and at a time when Irish songs and songs in our native language were kind of on the wane, Sean O'Shea came up with a song called On Puck or Bullia. And even if you can't translate the song, I think you'll get the gist of it anyway. The Mad Goat. On
I'm going to go.
a song for devilment, pure devilment.
When there was a little fly and he flew into the store and he on the ceiling and he on the floor and he on the bacon and he on the ham and he on the head of the little grocery man. The little rosy man fought the little spray gun before he touched the fly, before the day was done. But before he could count from one to ten, the fly went upon his body head again. There was a little fly and he flew into the store and he on the ceiling and he on the floor. He on the bacon and he on the ham and he on the head of the little rosy man. The little grocery man had his little grocery wife, for to catch the fly, that if it meant their life. They bought as a hand grenade and lay upon the floor, and blew themselves to blazes as the fly flew out the door. There was a little fly, and he flew into his store, and he on the ceiling, and he on the floor, he on the bacon, and he on the ham, and he on the head of the little grocery man. So they both went up to heaven, and each they were made. Then Peter said, hey, mister, you will be repaid. He got his little wings, and he flew up in the sky, and flew down like a bomber, and he shot upon the fly. There was a little fly, and he flew into his store. He shot on the ceiling, he shot on the floor. He shot on the bacon, and he shot on the ham, and he shot on the head of the little grocery man. But there was a little fly, and he flew into his store, and he shot on the ceiling and he on the floor, he on the bacon and he on the ham and he on the head of the little grocery man.
Watch out, here comes the little fly.
Okay, Mark, I got something for you.
Uh-huh.
You remember Bog Down in the Valley, right?
Yeah.
You know that song?
Yeah.
You hardly ever make a mistake on that.
It's not a Christmas song, though.
Well, no, it's not a Christmas song, but you know, I came up with some new words for it. Just play it like you normally would, Bog, and I'll just sing the new words. No problem.
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, it's Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, oh, it's Christmas Day, a holiday. On that day there was a tree, a tall tree. Christmas tree was a tree in the day, and it's Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, oh, it's Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, oh, it's Christmas Day, a holiday. On that tree there were some lights, some glowing lights, some colored lights, for the lights in the tree, three in the day, and it's Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, oh, Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, oh, Christmas Day, a holiday. With all those lights there was a star, a lone star, a Christmas star with a star on the lights, and the lights in the tree, and the tree in the day, and it's Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, oh, Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, oh, Christmas Day, a holiday. Beneath that star there were some gifts, a lot of gifts, some larger gifts, with a gift each star, the star of the lights, and the tree, and the tree, and the day, and it's Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, oh, Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, oh, Christmas Day, a holiday. Along those gifts there was some paper, some wrapping paper, some Christmas paper, the paper, and the gifts, gift each star, and star of the lights, and the tree, and the tree, and the day, and it's Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, oh, Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, oh, Christmas Day, a holiday. On that paper there was some ribbons, some shiny ribbons, some pretty ribbons, with a ribbon on the paper, and the paper, and the gifts, gift each star, and star of the lights, and the tree, and the tree, and the day, and it's Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, oh, Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, oh, Christmas Day, a holiday. Near that ribbon there was a child, a sleepy child, a happy child, a child, near the ribbon, the paper, and the paper, and the gift, gift each star, and star of the lights, and the tree, and the tree, and the day, and it's Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, it's Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, oh, Christmas Day, a holiday. Then that child there was some cookies, some sweets, cookies, some Christmas gifts, some fishing, some towns, the ribbon, the ribbon, the paper, and the paper, and the gift, the sleepy star, and star of the lights, and the tree, and the day, and Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, oh, Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, oh, Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, those things, there was some stocking, large stocking, Christmas stocking, sun, and sugar, sugar, and shout, and the ribbon, the ribbon, the paper, and the paper, and the gift, and the gift, and the star, and star, and the light, and the tree, and the day, Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, oh, Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, oh, Christmas Day, a holiday. When that's like, there was some getting Christmas, getting stuck, and getting, getting, starting, stocking, sunny, sun, and shout, and the ribbon, the paper, and the paper, and the gift, and the gift, and the star, and the light, and the tree, and the day, Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, oh, Christmas Day, a holiday. Hey, yay, it's Christmas Day, Christmas Day, a holiday. Never could it made us happy. So very happy, oh, wondrous happy.
and it's happy with the candy, and the candy in the stocking, and the stocking above the cookie, and the cookies near the child, and the child with the ribbon, and the ribbon on the paper, and the paper on the gift, and the gift needs a star, and the star or the lights, and the lights on the tree, and the tree on the day, and the Christmas day, a holiday. Hey, yay, Christmas day, oh, it's Christmas day, a holiday. Hey, yay, Christmas day, oh, it's Christmas day, a holiday.
Hello, this is Brian O'Dwyer from the law firm of O'Dwyer & Bernstein. For over 100 years, our law firm have concentrated on construction accidents, scaffolding accidents, automobile accidents, personal injury, medical malpractice, and all sorts of accidents. For over the past 100 years, we have been proud to serve the Irish-American community and will continue to do so. Our offices are located on Paul O'Dwyer Way, 52 Duane Street, just beside City Hall. Our telephone number is 212-571-7100. That's 212-571-7100. And remember, there is never any charge for consultation. O'Dwyer and Bernstein, we use our legal expertise to fight for the rights of all New Yorkers.
Indeed, 45 years ago, when I was starting the program, there were actually only a couple of places I could go to. One, as you might imagine, which most of us can relate to, we go to our relatives first. And that's what we did. The law firm of O'Dwyer & Bernstein. My uncle Paul O'Dwyer and his partner Frank Durkin, from both from Bohola in County Mayo, they were. I don't think either of them figured this was going to go very far, but you know, your own is your own, so they backed the first program, as did indeed the Mochlers, of Patrick's Pub, Frank Mochler and Pat Mochler, both of whom are doing very well. Frank living in New York, and Pat, oh, for many couple of decades at least, moved down to Florida. But I think it's appropriate to, you know, to acknowledge that all of us, in starting off, particularly in a field that was very difficult, of course, I would have to also acknowledge that even for a couple of years before my own program here, I served my time, as it were, on Brandon Ward's program. And Brandon was a neighbor from the neighboring parish of Attymas, from whence I come. Brandon Ward is from Foxford. Most people would know him, but the Wards had travel agency, but most people would know of Brendan Ward and his band and his orchestra from City Center Ballroom on 55th Street, and a great musician, a composer, arranger, and when he started his radio program, I'm not sure whether he invited me or I could well have invited myself to join Brandon It was a great opening. It was a tremendous opportunity, indeed, to get started in Irish radio. At that point, Brendan had his program, of course, Dorothy Hayden Cudahy, and her father before her had indeed kept the tradition of Irish radio more than alive, as indeed Dorothy Hayden Cudahy did right up to her own passing. There was also Harry McGurk. And Harry McGurk, he ran the Yeager House. Well, the Irish, considering that it was spelled J-A-E-G-E-R, decided it was going to be the Yeager House. And that, together with City Center, were the two main ballrooms in Manhattan where a lot of Irish people came, and particularly immigrants from Ireland. From rural Ireland could well be found in the Yeager House. So in our memories and in reflection, I know that, and there were some others, but the primary radio programs, when I arrived here in 1959, were Dorothy Hayden Cudahy, and Harry McGurk, and of course Brendan Ward in City Center. There are many people who, through the years, of course, became great followers of the ballrooms. Many people who wound up getting married, having their own kids, can trace their first meetings in the Irish ballrooms. It was a terrific place for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Another great place was in Gaelic Park on a Sunday, where, of course, the majority of people who went to Gaelic Park in the Bronx, 240th Street and Broadway, would also have as a sideshow, so to speak. They would have a band, music there, served a couple of purposes. Not only was it entertaining, and of course I was very privileged at that time to be on the bandstand, the band leader was Mickey Carton, and we would play on Sunday afternoons in Gaelic Park, serving a couple of purposes, not the least of which was when the fathers would have their bring their children to Gaelic Park, supposedly to introduce them to Gaelic sports, both Irish football, Gaelic football, and hurling. But a lot of the kids, particularly the younger kids, would wander into, getting a bit bored, they'd wander into the dance hall in Gaelic Park, where we would be doing our level best to entertain. The fathers, of course, would not be that upset about, first of all, they're leaving the stands, because they're becoming a pain anyway, and they would be delighted to let them into the dance hall, into the ballroom. In I just caught myself. Ballroom. Okay, let her go. But they, we would be there, we would be kind of babysitting, and never, though we never got any particular thanks for it, but that's pretty much what we were doing. And, of course, in addition to the tremendous traditional cultural experience that that these kids would, you know, be experiencing, they weren't against taking paper plates and firing them up in the bandstand. And then Inad, really, Blackguard, would go to the side of the bandstand, which was only slightly bigger than a broom closet, and we would have to leave the window open because there was a galvanized roof on it and you would be fried. But another one of them would take a soda can and fly it in the window while we were playing. So it was a great experience for us as entertainers. So that's an aside, and that's an story of indeed the music scene. One of the many, many stories of the music scene. Of course, we couldn't mention City Centre without mentioning who is somebody who would be considered the greatest accordionist on this side of the Atlantic, anyway, Paddy Noonan. Those memories come back to us very much on days like today. Now, I think maybe a nice, easygoing Christmas waltz wouldn't go astray. By the way, you are listening to WVNJ 1160 AM, New York, New Jersey, and 1160 AM Oakland in New Jersey. Here is Christmas Wishes from Tony Kenny.